coming in right now, and they'll be coming for the next 15 or 20 minutes. Bonjour. gentlemen. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue. Welcome to the Faculty of Engineering. I have one announcement to make, two announcements actually. I want to thank the class of 2012 for leaving a legacy at McGill through Class Action 2012 OMG, which is our McGill greenhouse. You have raised $16,000 for a campus greenhouse. The McGill Alumni Association is giving one lucky graduate a $1,500 travel voucher, so stop by the table, the alumni table. My name is David Harp. I'm the University Marshal, and I'm going to remove my hat. If this is your first degree, by the way, keep your hats on unless you want to take them off and not have hat head for the rest of the morning. But you will be able to put your hat on as you go up towards the stage, up to the edge of the stage, and then you take it off if it's your first degree. That will be explained a little bit later. I wanted to make one other comment, and that is that I think for all of you, this is probably thanks to the lack of performance, I'm afraid, of our Montreal Canadiens, although we love them dearly. We wouldn't have had the option to be. This is probably the closest any of us are going to get to center ice here, that's for sure. But at least we have the opportunity to have our graduation in this particular venue, and I think all of the parents will enjoy it because you get a good view of everyone. I believe the platform party is about ready to come in. The end of the platform party will be the Chancellor, Chair of the Board, and Principal Heather Monroe Bloom, and I would ask you to stand, levez-vous s'il vous plaît, for the platform party as they come into the auditorium. Thank you. Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, families and friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2012 convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Engineering. As the 18th Chancellor in the 190-year history of McGill, I have no intention of breaking with the tradition of opening these proceedings with very brief remarks. Some of my predecessors have referred to this introduction as a word of advice. I prefer a less lofty description and refer to this as simply something to think about. Before arriving at today's convocation, all of you have given considerable thought as to your future vocation. Some among you have yet to firm up your career aspirations and may be planning to continue studying, undertake volunteer community service, temporary work, or travel. Whatever it is you choose to do, there's an important parallel activity that you should consider. It is one that I believe could enhance your career, or for those of you who are still undecided about your future, help you make the right choices. I raise this idea with you based upon my own vocational trajectory. It has to do with seeking a mentor who would inspire and hopefully guide you. Note that when I use the term mentor, I do not mean internationally recognized figures such as Nobel Prize-winning scientists, world-class architects, great musicians, or inspirational political figures. Rather, I'm referring to those individuals whom we come across in our everyday lives and who have the capacity to help us see ourselves and our environment from a different perspective than our own habitual one. Sometimes we come across such individuals accidentally. Other times we choose to seek them out. Just by way of examples, this individual could be a former high school teacher, a university professor, sports coach, a friend of the family, or a parent of a close friend. In my own case, having a mentor has had a major impact on my quality of life. Instinctively, you may believe that approaching someone to become your mentor might be considered as an assault on their privacy. My experience, and those of others who have been fortunate to have mentors, is just the opposite. The right people are flattered, even honored, to be asked. J'ai fait des études de commerce et j'ai obtenu mon baccalauréat en commerce à McGill, puis ma maîtrise en administration des affaires à Harvard. J'ai travaillé 35 ans pour une grande entreprise très diversifiée, comme mes intérêts portaient essentiellement sur le commerce de détail et l'immobilier, sans aucun rapport avec la médecine. Il va sans dire que les scientifiques et la recherche médicale m'étaient aussi étrangères que les astronautes et les voyages dans l'espace. Pourtant, très tôt dans ma carrière, alors que j'étais encore dans la trentaine,
j'ai fait la connaissance de plusieurs chercheurs en médecine. L'un d'entre eux est ensuite devenu mon mentor. Cette collaboration et cette amitié m'ont amené à faire du bénévolat dans le domaine médical et en particulier à agir en faveur de la recherche médicale. Now, my business life came to an abrupt halt much sooner than I either hoped for or anticipated. However, by then I had become so well acquainted and involved in health research, healthcare delivery, and health information technology, almost as a serious hobby, that I was able to move easily into what became, and still is, the most rewarding and interesting part of my life. As I suggested earlier, something to think about. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Madame Bloom.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, Governors, our distinguished honoree, Dr. Ronald Chen-Chuan Chuang, Mrs. Mei Chuang, distinguished alumni, our Special Teaching Award winner, Professor Richard Cromack, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and most important, graduating class of 2012, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you all to this center for our spring convocation ceremony. Graduates, today is a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that you will look back on and remember always. We know that as McGill students, you have worked very hard without question, but as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or close friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your friends and family who helped you make it here to this moment today, both those here in the audience and those who couldn't be with us. Graduating students, after all the hard work and sacrifices you have made to make it to this moment, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, and a time for farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. While here, you will have made lasting friendships and sought knowledge and learned from the best and brightest professors and students. You have experienced an environment where the exchange of ideas and often, most importantly, provocative and controversial ideas is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms, and where we welcome the responsibilities that accompany these great freedoms. The world, too, has changed since your first days here, from a global financial crisis and tsunamis to increased public activism worldwide, unprecedented acts of volunteerism and community engagement, heightened philanthropy, and extraordinary advances in technology and mobility. We live in a globally oriented and complex world, an age of ever-increasing mobility. Votre passage à l'Université McGill et à Montréal vous a ouvert aux deux communautés culturelles et linguistiques des peuples fondateurs du Canada. Il vous a aussi permis de toucher à la richesse et à la complexité des enjeux qui caractérisent le monde qui s'ouvre aujourd'hui devant vous. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and about the choices that you will make. And you have arrived here today as students of McGill and will leave it as graduates of your alma mater, the newest members of the McGill family of more than 220,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chair, and in a few moments, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Dr. Ronald Chen-Chuan Chuang, who will be receiving his second McGill degree today. And although not an alumnus, our very own provost, Professor Anthony Massey, will be traveling to Ottawa today to receive the Order of Merit of the Italian Republic the highest ranking honor and most senior order of Italy, to acknowledge his many contributions in support of research partnerships and particularly the strengthening of relations between Canada and Italian academic institutions, a great example of a McGillian. Today, graduating students, you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. Indeed, this past year, as our Chancellor noted, marks an important milestone in our McGill history as well, as we celebrate the conclusion of the 190th anniversary of our founding and the roots of our founder, James McGill, our founding professors, and our institution in the values of the Scottish Enlightenment. And so today, graduates, you are part of a long tradition of McGill academic excellence and leadership expressed here at home in Quebec, across all of Canada, and in every country of the world. James McGill was living on the grounds of our beautiful downtown campus when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning. McGill's gift was made when Montreal was but a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty that this land would ever, 200 years hence, be the site of a great city or a world-class university. But McGill did become a great university, and you, graduating class of 2012, are the direct beneficiaries of that pioneering leap of faith by our founder, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke both English and French, and who believed, above all else, in the power of education to transform the world. But James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. For nearly two centuries now, this university has made its impact felt in every single field of human endeavor, from management to music, law to engineering, nutrition and agriculture, the physical and medical sciences, the arts and the social sciences. Graduates, as you look forward to bright futures, know that you stand on the shoulders of giants. These individuals have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill, a deeply rooted sense of tradition and appreciation for our character and culture, joined with a commitment to excellence, to lifelong community service, and to global citizenship, people just like you. And as we celebrate you, class of 2012, today, we also celebrate the Faculty of Engineering. McGill Engineering began its distinguished history in 1855 and has never ceased to evolve. Under the dynamic and thoughtful leadership of Interim Dean Andrew Kirk, who couldn't be here with us today because he's celebrating his new baby, we celebrate the achievements that he and his superb team of colleagues are building in the faculty's 6 departments, 2 schools, and 3 faculty institutes. Among several new initiatives this year, one of the most exciting has been the creation of the Department of Bioengineering, which will lead McGill Engineering in offering multidisciplinary programs at the intersection of technology and life sciences. The Faculty of Engineering is also working to increase its links with industry. It has established a new hub, the Innovations Catalyst and Engineering Center, in order to achieve this. The staff of the ICE will work with professors and students as they seek to transfer their ideas and inventions from the laboratory to the commercial arena. This ambitious project was made possible by a generous gift from McGill alumnus William Seif. In addition, McGill Engineering was once again ranked one of Canada's top engineering schools by the QS World University Rankings. It is enjoying ongoing success in attracting research funding, and it has grown significantly the number of outstanding doctoral students it is enrolling from around the world. Today, as we reflect on McGill's past, we also commit ourselves to its future and yours. As we aim ever higher in our search for both knowledge and practical solutions to these problems facing society, we're reminded that the purpose of education is, as American social writer Eric Hoffer wrote, to produce not learned, but learning people, for it is the learners who inherit the future. Graduates, as we join today in celebrating you and your achievements, I also leave you with a challenge. Take up the mantle of leadership, along with our good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous civil society, comes a special responsibility to act for what you believe in on behalf of yourself and the society in which you live. When you act, show a commitment and a concern for others as well as yourself. Over a lifetime of research, Pulitzer Prize-winning Harvard entomologist Edward Wilson discovered that goodness is an adaptive trait. Groups that work together and support each other outcompete and outlive their selfish counterparts. Trust your intuition. The late, great Steve Jobs, who knew a thing or two about intuition, put it best in a 2005 commencement speech when he said, "Much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity and intuition turned out to be priceless later on. This approach has never let me down." And finally, foster and value your integrity. Whatever else may fail you, whatever bad luck or disappointments may befall you, as happens to each of us in life, your personal integrity can never be taken from you. As you leave our convocation ceremony later today, know that as graduates and ambassadors of the university, you carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please undertake to represent us well, make us proud, and stay in touch. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Thank you. Above all else, may your education, your alma mater, and most importantly, your relationships with each other continue to nourish you. And for today, celebrate, savor every moment of this special day. Felicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now invite Professor Subhasis Koshal to introduce this year's winner of the Teaching Award.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Faculty of Engineering places great importance on the quality of the teaching we provide to students. And each year, we recognize teaching excellence through an award that is given to a distinguished faculty member. It is our students who recommend the nominee, the enthusiasm that they exhibit in doing so, as well as the insightfulness of their comments, say a great deal about the qualifications and expertise of the winning teacher. This year's winner of the Engineering Class of 44 Award for Outstanding Teaching is Dr. Richard Cromick of the Department of Mining and Materials Engineering. The ultimate measure of quality teaching is the extent of the knowledge acquired by students in a course. Using that yardstick, Professor Cromick's students say, their improved understanding and appreciation of the material he teaches is a true testament to his pedagogic skill. The ingenious way Professor Cromick packages his lectures takes into account the learning needs of each and every member of the class. He is attentive to students' questions, their observations, and their level of engineering knowledge. And he shows remarkable flexibility in adjusting his presentations to address the feedback he receives. In summary, Professor Cromick understands how to convey information in a way that students can understand. His ability to grab and maintain a class's attention, his use of online teaching tools, both to promote interaction among students and to improve teacher and student contact, as well as the sentiment of mutual respect that he instills, are all greatly valued by his students. Professor Cromick's enthusiasm for his work is palpable, students say, and they praise him for drawing on real-world situations to demonstrate the relevance of what they're learning. He's knowledgeable, organized, always well-prepared, and an excellent communicator, the very essence of what a teacher should be. Madam Vice Chancellor, I'm pleased to present Dr. Richard Cromick of the Department of Mining and Materials Engineering so that you may present him with the Engineering Class of 44 Award for Outstanding Teaching.
It is now my pleasure to invite Dr. Lauren Trottier to the podium and present Dr. Ronald Chuang, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dr. Croce.
Mr. Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present Ronald Chuang, engineer, entrepreneur, cultural bridge builder, and dedicated McGill alumnus. After obtaining his doctorate in electrical engineering from the University of Southern California, Ronald Chuang went on to become a worldwide leader in the semiconductor, computer, and electronics industries. More recently, he has turned his business acumen to managing venture capital investments in technology startups. His successes include many products that we are familiar with today, such as the semiconductor chips that the ArtX company designed for the popular Nintendo GameCube console, the iRobot floor cleaner Roomba, and games developed by Harmonix Music, one of the world's leading independent game development studios. Creative and far-sighted, Ronald Chuang has been responsible for many influential development and management decisions in a four-decade career that includes work at Acer America Corporation, Intel, Bell Northern Research, and currently as chairman and president of ID Ventures America. In addition to his business responsibilities, this talented engineer devotes time and effort to causes that focus on education and cultural exchanges in Canada, the US, China, and Taiwan. Particularly noteworthy is his role in the Silicon Valley to promote cross-Pacific annual visits by young Asian American professionals to China and Taiwan. Ronald Chuang values the importance of higher education, and he is deeply committed to McGill. In particular, I am proud to work alongside him as a member of the Faculty of Engineering Advisory Board, and I can attest to the contributions that he and his wife, May Sato, have made in fostering research and development and activities among outstanding junior professors at the Faculty of Engineering. For all these reasons, Mr. Chancellor, it is with great pride that I present to you Mr. Ronald Chuang, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's indeed my great pleasure to invite Dr. Ronald Chuang to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Chuang.
Chancellor Steinberg, Chairman Corbett, Principal Melbourne, distinguished faculty members, parents, friends, and fellow graduates. First, I'd like to thank McGill University for bestowing the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa upon me. I'm deeply touched and humbled to receive this honor from my alma mater. It is wonderful to return to Montreal to celebrate with the McGill class of 2012. I wish to congratulate all the graduates who will soon receive their degrees, as well as the parents who have been looking forward to this day of independence. 40 years and 3 days ago, I received my Bachelor of Engineering degree the hard way. Thankfully, this doctorate was easier to obtain. I came to McGill in 1967, saw and worked at Expo 67, which opened my eyes. But McGill opened my mind and heart. I not only received a world-class education at McGill, I also met my wife, May Sito, out there, on the campus. Back in my days, the McLennan Library was quite the study hall for social networking. McGill, to me, is more than an institute for the advancement of learning. My time at the university was priceless, yielding fond memories, experiences, wonderful friends, and several of my family members who are also McGill alumni and are here today can attest to it. Now, contrary to some of the usual speakers, the invitation to speak to you was irresistible. Any topic of my choosing, plus a captive audience. So I'm going to talk something different about my hobby, photography, which is something I'm sure all of you will be actively participating right after this ceremony. My first semi-serious photography work actually started at McGill. In 1970, I was recruited by my fellow residents to edit the annual Garner Hall yearbook. I should have thought of Facebook then. But instead, I would sneak into the McGill Daily darkroom late in the night with another fellow photographer, Errol Neyman, to develop the film and make the prints. I did not get back into photography actively until 30 years later, when digital technology has changed the landscape of the photo industry. Photography has become my main passion after work, whether at home or traveling abroad. So today I'd like to share my perspective on how to become a better photographer. First, perhaps a surprise, you need to know how to use the camera. Master the relationships between the camera sensor, the lens aperture, depth of focus, and the shutter speed. Give one's control to capture the best quality image under a given condition. You all know that software has now replaced the darkroom. You have to use different applications to process the image to produce the desired artistic effect. To share the output of your work, you have to know something about color profile, color space, resolution of the display or the printer, and perhaps even web show or slideshow design. These efforts are no different from the hard work you have invested in McGill during the past few years to acquire the knowledge and skill required for a professional career at the next level. Now, what distinguishes a good photo from an ordinary snapshot? Focus. Focus means more than sharpness. Focus means actually to have a central subject which can draw one's attention to the picture. It's been said that photography is the art of illumination. In my experience, having a key focus not only applies to good photography, it is equally important when you take on a research project, a product development, perhaps a marketing campaign, or even a new startup. Only with a key objective above all the other priorities can you organize and channel all the effort to have the best chance to succeed. Photography is also often described as the ability to catch the best light or to seize the magic moment. Without the question, luck plays a role in this. But the best photographers succeeded not based on luck, but by applying patience to wait for the right opportunity. On the other hand, when we do encounter that critical moment the first time, we often fail to execute the shot correctly, incorrectly, due to mistakes. Execution is perfected by trying persistently and learning through mistakes. Among many of the companies I've been involved during the past 15 years in my venture investment, you may be familiar with two of them. One is iRobot, a very successful consumer and defense robotics company in the world today. The other is Harmonix Music, the technology creator of the popular music game Guitar Hero and Rock Band. It may surprise you that both companies did not hit their first big commercial success more than 10 years after their initial start. Their founders succeeded with unyielding focus, patience, and persistence. What sustains patience and persistence? Passion. When you have a passion in your pursuit, every challenge becomes a new adventure, every failure becomes a memorable lesson. I will encourage you to also cultivate a passion for lifelong learning. As you know, technology has made huge advances in digital photography the last decade. The resolution and the signal quality of the image sensor has improved more than tenfold. Software now allows to compose multiple exposures together to form easily pictures with high dynamic range, panoramic view, or even 3D effects. My photography adventure has been more exciting and enjoyable by continuously learning these new advances and techniques. More importantly, in real life, knowledge as an asset is never constrained by resource limitation, such as capital, land, or property. New knowledge will open new horizons to explore, new opportunities to thrive in career, business, or life. Master photographers, such as Anson Adams or Henri Cartier-Bresson, have shown us that a great photo is more than a good quality image. Through their vision, their photo tells a story, resonates with our hearts and minds. Craft can please the eye. Vision will inspire the soul. An innovative designer or architect can express his or her unique vision beyond the application of their craft to meet specification, but transform the functional and social behavior of the user to a new dimension. An aspiring entrepreneur will rally employees and investors to join him or her to share his or her vision, not only of a commercial business success, but a lasting enterprise truly valued by the customers and the community. To make an imprint on the world, you have to develop your own vision and tell your own story. So I share with you the lessons I learned as an amateur photographer. Interesting, during the past 40 years, whether as an engineer, a corporate executive, an entrepreneur, or a venture capitalist, I have witnessed and experienced many successes based on the same formula. Master the basic skill. Focus on key objective. Be patient for the right opportunity. Be persistent to achieve perfection. Strive forward with your passion. Never stop learning. And finally, nurture your own vision so your story will make a unique impact on the world. Life is a journey. As McGill graduates, you are about to embark on a journey with many new adventures. May you take many wonderful pictures. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Chang. You are certainly correct. This was not the typical convocation address. But I must say, it was one of the best I've ever heard. And there was so much to get out of it, but what he indicated and what I will remember is that photography is the key to elimination. And you can go on with that, as he said, and focus only on the key issues, because you always have many, many options. But the most important thing that I believe Dr. Chuang said was have a passion for something. Without passion, we really are very ordinary. So I want to thank you for an incredible message. We will now proceed with the conferral of the academic degrees. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques, and I call upon the provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased, and it is a privilege, to invite the students graduating this morning from programs of study in the Faculty of Engineering to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove the mortarboard hat, and at center stage, they will then be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of their degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on their head, and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. I have been asked to reassure parents and students alike that capping and tapping are usually done lightly. The parchment or the degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as she or he leaves the stage. We begin, as per our custom, with graduate students, followed by undergraduate students. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de Miguel, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Bruce Shore to present the graduates. Professor Meir Nahan, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute the diplomas to all graduate students, followed by Professor Subhashis Ghoshal, Associate Dean of the Faculty of Engineering, who will distribute the diplomas to all other students. Faculty of Engineering, Class of 2012, congratulations, félicitations. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Karim Tamer Abu Mustafa. Mohsen Akbari. Mohammed Khalaf Al-Ghamdi. Hamed Azarnoush. Ramdas Bangalore Satyan. Mojdeh Golmahamadi. Ali Hakaki Bard. Great,
Nirmalakant Jasitasan. Sorme Kashef Hagigi. Ki Yun Lee. Marco Dominic Mashola. Denise Nasuhoglu. Hugh Pham Chung Nguyen. Jun Uyang. Genevieve Pallardi. Jennifer Lauren Pereira. Bobbin J. Shastri, the D.W. Ambridge Award. Kishore Mohan Shrestha. Afshin Dagdepur. Wilson Wong. Wei Zhang. For the degree of Master of Architecture, Claudia Paola Barra de Vincenzo. Maryse Barrette-Parcer. Chin Young Chow. Tryan Dima. Emily Keiko Dovniak. Andrew Thomas Foote. Gunter. Daniel Jeffrey Gunter. Baharan Khosravi Dekordi. Catherine Messina. Rina Mistry. Nadia Petkovic. Tyler Elwood Stanislaw Rizicki. Dieter Arne Bergman Teus. For the degree of Master of Engineering, Sarah Abdullahi. Ali Khalid Al Hamed. Sarah Al Dubai. Hamza Hamed Al Hamed. Amin Asgarian. Mathieu Bacar. Samuel Bastien. Francis Delfeuille. Philippe Jocelyn Brisebois. Ren Cao. Alfred Chan. Azhar Ahmed Chowdhury. Gregory Albert Chung. Alexandru Chobanu. Melissa Lauren Dick. Ahmed Hussein El Baghdadi. Mohanad El Hamad. Alexander Arthur Emmett. Sandrine Fillon-Côté. Jean Sebek Furangian.
What?
Bing Guo. Basil Zuhair Hakura. Kehosro Izadian. Edin Kadrick. Mihail Kamenskis. Katharina Kupos. Rodrigo Lezama Guadarrama. Wenjing Lin. Juan Manuel Macia. Wing Yan Edith Mack. Syed Hani Masood. Carl Christian Claudius Mueller-Rummer. Rosita Nejed Nasser. Khalid Emilio Nurani. Pavel Oprichko. Raul Alberto Palacios Gomez. Karim Kamal Parbatani. Vincent Poirier. Suhas Prabhakar.
Raza?
Ali Raza. Ardivan Salehi Novandegani. Mehdi Zian Sally. Ali Shafrad. Maya Shariatfar. Omer Khalid Sheikh.
Simeone.
Daniele Giuseppe Simeone. Ishan Bir Singh. Paul Gérald Saint-Aubin. Jillian Strauss. Puya Tagabi Moharamli. Siyi Tan. Travis Nicholas Thompson. Yunhao Kan. Korhan Turker. Arash Fakili. Chao Wang. Robert Michael Wolofsky. Wadud Javed Yaya. Yin Yang. Zi Ye. Dan Zhang. Zhaoqi Zhang. Davy Zhuang. Chinbi Zhuge. For the degree of Master of Science, Rabab Fahat. For the degree of Master of Urban Planning, James Alexander Milne Carruthers. Thank you. Astrid Idlewild. Janina Crowling Peruzzo. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Nanor Abrahamian. Charles Alexander. Syed Saad Mohsin Ali with distinction. Ariane Angers. Alexa Bagasarian. Matthew Carl Baker. Sati Marie Biwat. Mace Shami. Ji Hong Chan with distinction. Min-Kuk Choi. Wasana Clements. Taylor William Cluett. Renaud Collard Seguin. Omer Dor, distinction. Toby.
Axel Toby.
Guillaume Raymond Diot Cornoyer. Dominique Michel Gomez. Denis Michel Habib. Steve Hikalis. Hang Fu. Jasmine Hannah Hughes, Dean's Honor List. Caitlin Rose Hunt. Fariha Israt Imami. Roya Jamalani. Stephanie Ghazi Karam, Dean's Honor List. Bithusan Karibe Raja. Evgeny V. Konkov. Quang Bong Lee. Lian Mary Lim. Edwin G. Yang Ning, the British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Jonathan Jacob Lipsitz, Dean's Honor List. Liam Keir Lascalzo. Kartik Madiraju. Dima Malki. Stephen Malinowski. Beatrice Martel Hennekens. Jasmine Malji. Masood Madar Mohammed, the British Association Medal, the Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, and Dean's Honor List. David Ryan Peter Morris. Tap Fong Ng. Chu Nye. Melissa Ong Tone. Robert John Orr. Kowoon Park. Michelle Peu. Nadine Abdarruhana, Distinction. Alexandre Yanovich Sheptovsky. Stephen Cirillo Sidipol. Sophia Solar Kafaji, Distinction. Rashida Simon Alisa Taylor. Danielle Terzian. Nikhil Thadi. Thomas Vlasic. Sara Wasim. Edmund Tekena Weeks. Beatrice White. Wing Lin Yu Distinction. Zanat E. Zarin. Liam D. Jolt. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Nadim Abi Abdallah. Roy Ryan Accra. Sami Al Bardawil. Omer Assad Al Tamimi.
First name, Paul
Michel. Paul Michel Anderson Truckmay.
Aronowitz.
Oren Aronowitz, Distinction. Aziz Nassif Bahu.
Thank you. Daniel or Danielle?
Danielle.
Danielle Francisco Basteris.
Bernard or Bernard? Bernard.
William Joseph Bernard. Caitlin Emma Berry, Distinction. Julia Marie Booth. Sean Burns, Distinction.
Shaban?
Yes, Shaban.
Karim Shaban.
Shaban?
Mark William Shalfon. Saparn Chan.
Chung?
Timothy Chung, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Emmanuel Joseph Cordina Lucia, Distinction. Edward Paul Davis. Allison May Dentum. Hussam Fazi Dugum, Dean's Honor List. Alexander Tyron Duo. Raphael Antoine Juma, Dean's Honor List. Benjamin Kaplan Eisenberg. Yusuf El Ashram.
Farrell.
Peter Farrell. Adam Patrick Flynn.
David.
David Gosselin. Adrian Jan Gurao. Majed Ahmad Palawi.
Jamin.
Nicolas Jamin. Mufid Jarjour. Adham Kalila, Distinction. Marc Alain Lafleur.
Landy? Landy?
Mm-hmm. Ethan Quinn Landy. Nicholas Butler LeFrancois. Rebecca Luck. Maria Markvida, the British Association Medal, the Raymond Cox Memorial Prize in Civil Engineering, and Dean's Honor List. Adam Martelli, Dean's Honor List. Louis-Étienne Martin.
McDonough.
Charles Scott McDonough, Dean's Honor List.
Wish.
Lan Nguyen Quang Wish. Thomas Gregory Nosel, Distinction and the Alan Cook Prize in Civil Engineering. Gian O, Dean's Honor List. Jacques Leblanc Murphy. Marco Antonio Orr Chavez. Alejandro Oruna Saint-Amand. Hubert Péloquin. William André Phillips. Layla Piper, Dean's Honor List. Leela Ann Pike. Mona A. Kuka, Distinction. Janelle Colleen Radigan. Emmanuel Roberge. Eleanor Nicolette Rogers. Jennifer Marjorie Rogers. Christine Russell.
Nicholas or Nicolas?
Nicolas Georges Saikali. Omar Farouk Sheikhan. Emma Harriet Margaret Shepherd. Stephen Shields.
Thank you.
Philippe Sirois. Nicolas Surprenant.
Teichmann, Teichmann, Teichmann.
Joshua David Teichmann, Dean's Honor List. Sean Daniel Tanner. Cheng Wang.
Off you go. Go ahead.
Warren Lewis Wegner. Jessica Ruth Weitzner. Marita Ellen Winslade, Distinction. Jeremy Nathaniel Zuckerman, Distinction. Mohammed Zukari, Distinction.
Thank you.
For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Computer Engineering, Mahmoud Abu Nasif. Basil Paytam Al-Fanek. Stefan Beniak, distinction.
Is your wife okay? Joel Brayton. Gotcha.
Joel Brayton.
That's awesome. Brayton and Brady Free.
Roy Alfred Brady, the British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List.
Jimmy Enrique
Chan Chong. Alexandre Courtemanche. Michael Darwish. Dan Du.
Nice catch.
Armin Kitbayan. Tamer Ahmed Labna. Jasmine Guy Laferrière. Bertin Eric Leblanc. Philip Mark, distinction. François Willette Delorme, with distinction. Alexandre Salet. Philip Min Fu Tang. Robert T. Ryan Patrick Tobin. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Honors Program, Maria Med Marwan Al-Qadri, with distinction. Nicholas Armando Battiston, with distinction. Tarek Barrow, distinction. Stephen Bielby, Dean's Honor List. Sharmila Chakraborty. Chun Wang Chow, Dean's Honor List. Gary Chaw, distinction. Ryan Allen Galagouche, Dean's Honor List. Adam Gordon, Dean's Honor List. Ahmed Sadin Tazwar Khan, with distinction. Gregory Andrew Liu, distinction. Lu Liu, Dean's Honor List.
Officer.
Razvan Gabriel Opishor, with distinction. Mohammed Salih Safa, Dean's Honor List. Antonio Emilio Santaguida, Dean's Honor List. Alexei Sokolov, distinction. Yan Cheng Wang, Dean's Honor List. Heming Wen, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Mohammed Tayyab Zafar, distinction. Huan Yu Zhao, distinction.
Abraham?
Morgan Tor Abraham. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Regular Program, Uluwatomi Adesaga.
Mohammed Ali Aftab. Mohammed Al Atassi. Teddy Angoni. Gajendra Arasaratnam. Ali Assad. Sabri Sani Asali. Damien Hugh Barris. Matthew Bowen. Rafiq Ohan Kamuldan. Samuel Charion. Fan Chen. Han Chen. Angela Marcella Corridor Kiria.
Donna Dane.
Sina Dane. Yi Ding. Rémi Dion. Eli Rabi El Khoury. Alan Michael Eliskov. Mohammed Fahd Din Faisal. Justin Farber. Guillaume Ferland. Joseph Anthony Fruciano. Christian Alexander Galli. Michael Ihab Gattas. Matthew Paul Gutman.
Simon and Simon.
Simon Habouri. Suleiman Harris with distinction. William Huang. Zahir Adnan Hossein.
Anaka
Huda.
Jean Debos.
Hugo Jean Debos. Daniel Karasechi. Rashad Ahmad Khan. Chaudhry Taimur Khan. Zaid Azmi Latouf. Ho Ying Kevin Lau. Gladys Puihang Lee. Justin Hakim Antoine Lee.
Mandal.
Shishir Mandal. Salahuddin Masjedi.
Adrian
McCosker. Michael Timothy McQuiggan. Puneet Mira. Cameron Mojarad.
Malcolm.
Tanjima Malk. Sanjay Narayan, with distinction. Lutful Aziz Nishan. Gabrielle Otanu. Chan Oskar. John Alexander Papakiriakou. Yi Fan Chi. Harris Zahur Raja. Lawrence Saeed, the British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Farah Hanani Binti Shamsuddin. Andy Shi, Dean's Honor List. Comrade Nassim Syed. Lester Seto. John Wesley Todd. Zhao Wang. Michael Solomon Weinstein. Brian Chinwei Wong. Jackie Yan. Wendy Zhou, with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Materials Engineering, the co-op program, Andrew Adairy. Yossi Elmale. Khaled Wada Malas. Keyshawn Mayers. Daniel Pekov, with distinction. Emmanuel Suisa. Jordan Anthony Zampini, the British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Honors Program, Levon Atoyan, distinction. Gideon Edward Ballack, distinction. Joshua Andrew Ballack, British Association Medal Dean's Honor List. Laurent Caudrelier, distinction. Giorgio Costa del Pozo. Yu-Jong Lim, with distinction. Kriakos Ioanni Moditis. Dimitri Polidorakis, with distinction. Chanvit Viriyasuti, with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Regular Program, Thierry Francisco Abusuan. Emily Judith Ain. Waharj Aslam. Ahmed Mohammed Ala Awara.
Down. You ready to start?
Allison Helen Baum.
Is that an English name or a French name?
Okay. Leon Benjamin Young. Mary Beche. Sahar Bidarbat. Benjamin Judah Bloom. Philippe Boucher-Réon. Catalin Mate Butnarasu. Philip Claude Kaplan, the Ernest Brown Gold Medal for Highest Ability Throughout the Undergraduate Program and Dean's Honor List. Andre Kalin Simpano. Alexandre Corder Chabot, with distinction. Alexandre Cohen, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Olivier Cohen.
Centasso?
Amanda Colella Centasso.
Last name. Gotcha.
Andy Consister. Alan John Cyril.
Danish or Danish?
Danish.
Gotcha.
Mohammed Danish Dada.
Bailey or Dali? Okay, it was easy.
Joseph Bailey. Harold Roderick Day. Francis Dubrou, Dean's Honor List.
Moulinard.
Etienne Philippe de Moulinard.
Samuel or Samuel?
Samuel Denis Larocque.
Charles
Robert Duprat. Omar Mutassem El Kayali. Siham El Moor. Khaled Asem El Badawi. Uriel Joseph Elitou. Kevan Fardad, distinction. Sabi Fayaz.
That's too easy.
Andrew Gray Fletcher.
Friedlander?
Thomas Friedlander.
Come on.
Mark Thomas Gollier. Laurent Genticor Saunier.
Kyle David or Kyle David?
Kyle David Goyette, Dean's Honor List.
Gravenstein or Jordan?
Gravenstein.
Alex Michael Gravenstein. Christopher Habib. Ian Robert Hamilton.
Juan Felipe Henao, with distinction. Amit Arjan Hachandani Dayaram, with distinction.
Nice name.
Madonna Ibrahim, Dean's Honor List. Rebecca Ingenito. Carl Jambach, Dean's Honor List. Olivier Jodoin, with distinction. Leon George Johnson. Valerie Marika Judd Rohal. Naoto Kaji, distinction. Summer Zed Kassam, Dean's Honor List. Joseph Akim Huri. Nicholas Brian Thomas Conyer. Lucas James Stewart Krutwagen. David Lyle Peter Kuyek. Alexandre Yvon Lamotte. Dominique Stéphane Leblanc, with distinction. Maxime Larose. Yu Ning Lee. Francis Lefebvre, the Harry Pierce Prize. Emilie Alexandre-Léonard, with distinction. Christopher Lung. Matthew Buddy Houston Lieberman. Patrick Nicholas Gnotti. Hamza Malawi. Bradley James Marr, Dean's Honor List. Muhammad Mas. Mathieu Meyer-Girois, the Harry Pierce Prize. Michael Edward McKenna. Liam Siren Mead. Michael Jonathan McGee, with distinction. Matthew Anthony Michini. Lori Miller. Christoph Moglich. Daniel Wingfai Mock. Timothy Quinn Murray, Dean's Honor List. Charles Neckler.
Nicolier.
Alexander Nicolier. Leah Natarli. Helen O'Reilly, Dean's Honor List.
Kari Jean.
Kari Jean Ostovic. Alain Ouellette, Harry Pierce Prize. Nikita Ochinikov. Karishma Tenkal with distinction. Mark Rodolphe Paquette.
Simon? Simon.
Simon Rodrigo Perez Santa Maria. Charles Ellis Perkins. Libao Fan with distinction. Shani Pierre Ruddock. Jordan Kazuo Price. Fernandu Kishan Mishra Prithipal, distinction. Muhammad Atik Qasim. Yeji Ra. Mircea Vlad Radulescu. Laura Richardson. Iris Vin Rosenbaum.
Ruben or Ruben?
Timothy Rubin. Jean-Frédéric Ruel, Dean's Honor List.
Sebastian?
Sebastian Rusu. Marc-Jean Salamé, distinction and the Professor Jules Stakowitz Memorial Prize.
Laura?
Laura Simon. Francisco Abraham Sanchez Chavez with distinction. Tubaragan Santilnathan, Dean's Honor List. Juan Juan Shui. Adam Joseph Sirignano with distinction. Dylan Nicolaus Smith Pearson. Anthony Joseph Stante. Amanda Starr with distinction. Zhu Dang Tang with distinction. Sean Texera. Spencer Clark Thompson. Michael David Ting. Ross James Trelor. Matthew James Washer, distinction. Sam Whiteley, distinction. Jilin Yang. Kaho Tony Yu. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Mining Engineering, the co-op program, Alexandre Burel, Dean's Honor List. Patrick Francis Cauley. Arthur Tadeusz Alexei Chilecki with distinction. Mikan Thomas Condra, the British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Stephen Douglas David. Daniel Januszewskas, Distinction. Lei Jin, Distinction. Didier Sylvain Jouan. Chunyin Shaw. Mateusz Jan Solski. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Architecture. Genevieve Aboud. Sarah Badawiya. Alexis Bayard-Jean Fournel. Kimberly Boychuk. Erika Brandel Mouton, with distinction. Clotilde Kai Levesque. Wenji Cao. Millicent Cartier. Priscilla Champagne, the Carl Fisher Scholarship. Justin William Chapman. Michael Norman Foring, with distinction. Stephen Gager. Stéphanie Goulet-Duguay. Andrea Goulouras, Dean's Honor List. Lucien Guo. Matthew Jamie Gerberg, with distinction. Stephanie Maya Huss, with distinction. Ashley Husa. Ilan Ibgi. Sagat Eche Inan. Natalia Ray Irvin. Sarah Jean Jacques Dagenet. Lila Jiang Chen, with distinction. Camille John. Eve LaChapelle. Alexandre Laquerre, the Derek Drummond Award in Architecture. Claire Alexandra Laurence. Maxime Lefebvre. Crystal Lung. Danielle Mahoul. Julia Manassas. Nina Radistanova Mihailova, the McGill Alumni Society Prize and Dean's Honor List. Julian Luigi Mirabelli, Distinction in the Wilfred Truman Shaver Scholarship. Andrew Jordan Panzer. Kaylin Luke Pybus with distinction. Saul Strauss.
Toivonen.
Meredith Toivonen. Robin M. Whitlam. Howdy Zhu. Katarzyna Zisk. For the degree of Bachelor of Software Engineering, George Astafurov. Pierre Alegrand Bassarache Roberge, the British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Patrick Desmarais with distinction. Rafik Jeridi. Stuart William James Glass. David Sebastian Guerrero. Oscar Andres Guerrero. James, it could be Jaimez, but he didn't tell me. Thomas Andrew Hibbert. Patricia Kaminska. Ian Alexander McDonald, Dean's Honor List. Gloria Minal Machado. Carla Morovich, the McGill École Polytechnique Memorial Prize of December 6, 1989. Mm-hmm. Elena Popolchaya. Mohamed Rubait Rafsan. Michael Andro Rio Gonçalves. Laura Ventulieri.
Wait.
Guillaume Vigée with distinction.
Thank you very much, Professor Bruce Shore. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I would now invite the Secretary General to pronounce the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, âmes pleines d'espoir, nous ne les serons guidés par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
And to conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Thank you. Thank you.